Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. We're your host, Jake and Gino, and this is the show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Gino, how's it going?
Doing good, Jake. Where are you at today?
Dude, we're in Knoxville downtown today. You know, at the second home office. That's how we're doing it, right? You know,
looking
lifestyle,
good, my friend.
Lifestyle by design, Gino. So, so we have a special edition of the show today. Really excited about this because we're going to dissect the question that's coming up right now: is cash trash? Now, you know, some people say cash is king. Some people saying cash is trash. We're just trying to figure out what the hell's going on. So ultimately, looking back to 2020, many of the talking heads, CNBC type folks, okay, they're spouting off cash is trash. And I understand the point they were trying to make at the time. The government was injecting large amounts of cash into the economy. And the point was, put your money into assets. And honestly, we don't disagree with that. But we're starting to see a pullback in that type of sentiment. Ultimately, everyone has gone out. What'd they buy? They bought homes. They bought cars, probably bought used cars for too much. Bought TVs. Cash now has become an important tool. I bought some crypto, right? Maybe crashed that. But ultimately, the cash now is an important tool because the deals, the actual real deals, are becoming available. And there's less cash chasing them. That's the key. So this, in turn, is going to provide better investment opportunities to folks who are taking down deals in 2023. So, Mr. G-Daddy, I've never really heard you say something like that. You've never seemed to be a believer in the cash is trash sentiment. Why is that?
Jake, I'm not a genius marketer. So whoever marketed it for clickbait, it's amazing.
It's great.
Ray
right?
Dalio back in 2018, yeah. He started saying it. And back then, asset prices, he knew something. But now, as recent as last month, he's like, well, I'm not saying that anymore. I've evolved. He's changed, right? He sounds like a politician. That's what he really sounds.
Really
I've evolved.
Does.
Dude, when you're 68 years old to 7 years old, if you're evolving that much, where you're saying one asset class, cash is complete trash, and 3 years later, it's not. Cash is always fantastic, okay? Money. There's two purposes for money. The first one, it's a medium of exchange. The second one, it's a store of wealth. That's what cash is all about. And I'm going to take you back to 2008, everybody. When that downturn happened, old Gino wasn't prepared. He didn't have cash lying all over the place. His cash was in assets.
Lying all over the place, dude?
Well, now I got a little more cushion right now. I got cash in Whole Life. I got cash in a bank. I got cash in CapEx. And that's the difference. I don't think cash is trash. I think cash is opportunity. But when you have all of your money or all your liquid funds tied up into a market that is a bubble, bad things are going to happen. Now, You need to have money in reserves. Back in 2008, I had money in the restaurant business. I had money in a retail center strip mall that I had. I had money in another asset. I had money in stocks. I really had very, very little liquid. And when that downturn happened, not only did A, my assets go down in value, B, I didn't have enough to capitalize to be able to buy assets. I was fortunate that I put some money aside. I met Jake and, you know, it took me 3 years really to get on with Jake. And in 2011, we started looking. Can you imagine if I had that cash sooner, I would have been buying undervalued assets so much sooner. Now, looking back at it now, going into this downturn, we're very well capitalized. I love having, you know, my cash in Whole Life policies because it's serving more than one purpose. It's really a cash management tool. It's being protected. It's guaranteed returns. It is in a non-correlated asset.
What are you saying right now, man?
Like that, bro. Non-correlated. You don't need all your money. Yeah, you don't need all of your money at risk. That's the thing we've been taught. And we've been trained and we've been brainwashed by Wall Street and everyone who wants to control our money to say every dollar needs to be at risk. Well, if that's the way you play games, what happens when the market pulls back or when an opportunity, a true life-changing opportunity like a 128 unit deal that we just put in the contract last week comes by and you don't have the cash, you lose a life-changing opportunity. And that's what we're talking about here, Jake.
Market cycles are real. Timing is real. And the last 2 years, I felt like a complete loser because I get my fulfillment from doing deals, but not
big
just
deals,
any
especially.
Deals, good deals, Big, good deals. I sound like Trump, big, big things, baby, right? No, but ultimately I like good deals and I like larger deals because of what they can do for you. And the last 2 years has been such a struggle because we don't like overpaying. Well, Were we overpaying? No, we were competing with people that were short-term traders. We are long-term traders. We don't like to go in, flip something out really quick to make a quick buck. We hold things for the long term. So the way we're evaluating deals versus people who are evaluating deals over the last 2 years, it butts heads. It contradicts one another. It doesn't work. We don't do bridge debt. Okay. So there's issues with the way we invest and where we were in the cycle for the last 2 years. So we were doing less volume. Now you open the door just a little bit, the floodgates are rushing in, and boom, we pop off in the first few months of this downturn, 130 unit complex. Okay. A little bit of seller financing in there. Mwah, I love it, right? So it's a change in the market cycle. And I think all this stuff is, to your point, clickbaity type stuff. But I understand the point those guys were trying to make. But ultimately, cash is never trash. Cash is just a tool. That's it. And there's times where it's going to be worth more and worth less. Ultimately, I agree with the sentiment, though. You want to have your cash tied up, for the most part, in assets. And to your point, that could be whole life, waiting on the sideline, those baby money soldiers waiting on deck to go to war. But guess what? They're lifting weights. They're training. Think about this. This is whole life, everybody. It's your baby money soldiers in boot camp. They're growing. They're learning. They're training. And then they're going to be going out to war. But they're improving themselves while they're sitting there.
I like that. It's the guaranteed returns in whole life. Yep. It's safe. It's liquid. Mm-hmm. It's tax deferred. There's tax advantages to it. You're buying net worth for when you pass away. So it's estate planning as well.
It's safety and security. Absolutely.
And I'm going to say once again, Jake, it's a non-correlated asset.
I'm going to have to Google that one.
I could go on with the benefits. I'm not going to kill you with the benefits. I want to share the story though, Jake. When I was in New York and I was about to leave the restaurant in 2016, and I was fortunate that I had started building up my cash reserves, and that opportunity to leave was only because I had reserves. The quality of your life is, I think, dependent on the quality of your options. Cash gives you those options. That's right. I was able to leave because I had money set aside. I was able to leave because I had that cash there and I had the buffer. We're able to do this 123 units right now by ourselves. We don't need to raise money. When that cash goes away, we're going to syndicate. But right now, we have the cash. We're able to buy these deals because we have it set aside. The options are amazing when you're able to have that cash set aside for you. And I think Jake had talked about baby money soldiers. We love this. We're writing a book on it. You do need the reserves. You do need the liquidity. You do need that money for the opportunity. And you never know when a life-changing opportunity does come along and say to yourself, that opportunity cost is so huge. If I didn't have that money back in 2016, or if I didn't have the money for now, or if I didn't have the money back in 2020 when COVID hit, COVID hits in 2020 in March, everyone is freaking out. Jake and I are pretty much like, you know what? We have enough CapEx money set aside. We've got enough in all of our bank accounts. We can at least let this thing play itself out. We don't have to do anything drastically. And once you make decisions out of fear or you lose your autonomy, I think that's a problem. And I think I just thought about it right now. Cash gives you the autonomy. It gives you the autonomy to say, I don't have to do a deal. It gives you the autonomy to say, I'm going to do a deal. It gives you the autonomy to say, I'm leaving my job and I'm going to go do this other thing that I want to do. So it's really, really important. It is an amazing tool. How you use it is all up to you, but to have the optionality and to have those options is going to increase the quality of your life.
So what I'm hearing from you is that cash is He-Man's sword and I have the power, right? It gives you the power, baby.
No, for those of you out there that don't know He-Man, just Google He-Man, okay? He's Googling non-correlated. I'm going to Google He-Man. Just kidding. I love He-Man.
Dude, and honestly, I hope in this next market cycle, we're forced to go into syndication because we find so many great opportunities that we literally
I already feel it. And, right? And that's the thing. Exactly. It gives you the opportunity. This down cycle is going to be great for people who haven't been doing deals and
deploy.
Yes. All you hear is pencils down. I think a lot of people's pencils are going to be up in this next current market cycle. And those of us who have money set aside and cash set aside, you're going to have that competitive advantage. I just had Alex Corpolongo on our Movers and Shakers podcast. He's 27 years old. I mean, an amazing Jake and Gino student. And he's talking about competitive advantages.
Yeah.
Well, do you think you have a competitive advantage when you have cash set aside? I think you do. You can make stronger offers. You can go in and you're confident that you can take that deal down.
Yeah, we're ready to send out the fighter jets, man. Let's go. I mean, dude, let's wheels up, baby. Let's go. So, gang, this has been a lot of fun. As always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake, and he's the G-Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jake.